Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got.
That's Miss Aretha bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Putting the Lux back in luxury, let them eat cake, shopping while people buy things they don't need. I'm trying to think which ones to do. The Lux book?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can talk about any of them. But right now, I'm talking a lot about Henry's, which are high earners, rich yet.
Yeah.
But those are that's the mass affluent segment, and they're people with incomes from $100,000 to about $250,000, which today they view. I mean, they're the top 20. I mean, they're within the top 20% of all U.S. households. So they're right at the top, yet they view themselves as very middle class. So this, you know, the whole definition of middle class has completely shifted coming out of this recession, and we haven't come out of the recession. I mean, that's the reality.
Are you thinking a Henry who is just starting to enjoy their success, and a truly affluent person who's sort of, you know, easing off a little bit, do they kind of mush together and kind of blend in where you can't tell them apart?
Well, you know, Henry's do come in all age groups because that's an income demographic.
Mm-hmm.
But the young versus the more mature Henrys are very different. You know, again, we got these baby boomers that are aging out and becoming, you know, seniors, and I'm one of them.
Me too.
You know, it's like it's a frightening thing, but I don't feel old, but I'm. You know, I'm an aging baby.
That's enough. We don't have to go any further.
Right. But, you know, they're shifting their spending, and they're spending more on experiences, and they also are saving, and just their priorities.
But they're also inheriting, too, right? So some of them today have, and the kids are grown, so
right.
they got a little money to spend, right?
Well, they definitely do, and they're downscaling their lifestyle, which gives opportunities for retailers, maybe not to sell the really big houses, but to sell smaller houses that, you know, that appeal to a more mature customer, and home furnishings, because once they get rid of their big houses, they got to get new furniture that fits in the smaller house.
Right, but here's the other thing. Just because they're downsizing doesn't mean that they're not going to spend the same amount of money. They just want a smaller yard.
Oh, exactly.
Basically. And no maintenance. They want a nicer house, maybe. And,
right.
And maybe nicer stuff. Maybe they'll spend the same money. It'll just be on smaller stuff.
Exactly. I mean, without a doubt. And then that gives you all the service opportunities, too, to come and cut the grass.
Yeah.
And
that's a big one. That's something people don't get. I keep talking to my audience about this. More and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
That's
services,
the ultimate luxury.
Services. I talk to small businesses all the time in person, and
right.
I say, what could you convert some of your product? How could you spin off a service off with some of your products?
Without a doubt, and that's the way to be thinking.
And as you've told us before, that's recurring income.
Yes, absolutely. Because you get hooked on the services, and it's an important part.
I don't mow my yard anymore. I don't do my taxes anymore. Of course, I never did. But my point is, I hire people to do stuff like that for me. You know why? Because I want to live my life, and it's not living my life in mowing a yard.
Without a doubt.
And I'm helping the economy.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and then when we look at younger Henrys, they are in the acquisitive life stage. So if you see younger people who come in with gold American Express cards, you know they've got cash and they've got money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're acquisitive and they're buying more. So they're the best kind of customers. And they're also, you know, with the think about fashion businesses.
Right.
Think about the gift stores. I mean, all of those kinds of opportunities are there. Plus, both young and old Henrys are going out to dinner. And this is one of my particular bugaboos is if you, and because I, my husband and I go out a couple times a week, and we go to small town, we smoke Main Street and a couple of different small towns in our area. And guess what? All the stores are closed when we're there. And it's it's nuts.
I know. I couldn't believe this. I went to a store the other day, and I left a little early, and I got there just before 5. They'd closed already.
Exactly.
And the owner was this. I can't wait to tell the story. The owner was there. I could see him inside. I knocked on the door.
And they wouldn't come.
He came to the door, and I said, I'm interested in this product. He said, we have it.
Come back tomorrow.
He basically did. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to spend about $400, but I'm going to go somewhere where they want my business. I told him that before I left.
Well, you know, it's nuts. And
he closed up behind me. I'm okay with him.
Well, that can't be.
I knew what I wanted. It would have taken him 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, I think it's like they're organizing the store for their own convenience,
exactly,
not for the
right.
customer.
That's exactly
and that's
right.
that's completely
well,
backwards.
It's
age of the customer.
That's
it's
right.
the age of the customer.
Right.
Put the customer first and manage your whole business around their needs. So if you're sitting there next to a pub or a restaurant and you're not open when people are coming to the restaurant,
like an art dealer or something like that, or boutiques.
Oh, any kind of store.
Yeah.
Any kind of store. It's like you've got to fish where the fishes are.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, Pam, I need that website one more time.
It's unitymarketingonline.com, and I have a white paper there called Small is the Next Big Story at Retail. So I invite all your listeners to come and tap into that white paper.
And more on Henry's there, too.
Yes, there's a lot more on Henry's as well, including a new mini book. So it's only 32 pages, but it's quick read, but it gives you a lot of good facts to
I
help
told you.
You
we'd get smarter when Pam joined us. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Jim.
Come back to see us.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. UnityMarketingOnline.com is the website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.